This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go. It is Monday, the 30th of April, last day. Doggone it. Jennifer's not here, so I'll have to terrorize you, Victoria. It's time for us to say goodbye to April. April 30th. Bye-bye, April. Welcome, May. A lot of rain. You know the old expression, April showers bring May flowers. Let's hope that holds true. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as we, all of us together, present you with what hopefully will be information that will make it a good day for you. So Victoria has the honors of starting out with the first trending stories this hour.
Well, John McCain and his daughter Meghan McCain are trending this morning.
Apparently, well, I guess we'll have to do something about that, as you apparently are on a microphone that's located in East Oshkosh. That's that happens sometimes. Where's the microphone? Wait a minute. There. We'll find one for Victoria. Let me go down a different street for a moment. The situation on the U.S.-Mexican border, where there are hundreds of migrants, they got there on Sunday afternoon. They've been traveling for a month or so, coming up from El Salvador and Guatemala and other countries in Central America. So yesterday, the folks in the caravan gathered at what's called Friendship Park, a place in Tijuana. They're going to march to the border where they plan to ask for asylum here in our country. In anticipation of that final march, demonstrators lined up on both sides of the border during the day yesterday. The caravan, you've probably seen video and you've heard some of the audio and you have seen pictures of what has gone on there. Supposedly this is a humanitarian mission, but there are a lot of activists that are involved, as you might imagine. This is really a circus. It's a very, it's a big event. It draws attention to, excuse me, the situation, the migrants who work here that are illegal. See, this can have a double effect. First of all, it calls attention to all of the farmers and all of the companies that hire illegals, which is not good for them or for us. It calls attention to all the lawbreakers and all the laws that are being broken. And so the back and forth here, you can imagine there have been a lot of tweets from Trump and the controversy about his immigration policy, which even for me is a little harsh, but I believe there has to be some curtailment, there has to be some focus, there has to be some organization, there's got to be some kind of policy that we stick to. So, as usual, Trump has gone beyond the beyond, because normally when you, and he's a negotiator, you negotiate, you start from this position, this group or this individual starts from over here, and then there's another group or another position over there, and somewhere between the two sides you come to an agreement. That's what negotiating is all about. So, is this Mexico's fault? I don't know. Mexico has done a pretty good job of sticking it to us, I think, during this whole, not just this thing, this march, but in general, they seem to be happy to see as many of their folks come over here and become wards of our state rather than being wards of their state. Trump has encouraged them to break up the caravan, and so what does that mean and what does it do? I don't know. I saw one tweet said he isn't going to accept the migrants into the country. That's not up to him. Well, it's up to him as the leader, but it's not up to him to process all these people. But I did see this. If members of the caravan enter the country illegally, they'll be referred to for prosecution for illegal entry in accordance with existing law. Excuse me, that comes from the Department of Homeland Security. So, it isn't illegal to enter the country at a port of entry and ask for asylum. Law requires the U.S. consider asylum claims, as has been the case with many other people who have been through this over the decades, over the millennia, well, not millennia, but hundreds of years anyway. All right, so Victoria, you're back together in one piece.
I'm here.
About all of that. Yes, now we can really hear you. Woo-ha. All right, so this whole business with the migrants and the border exercise and the caravan, have you watched this over the weekend, and what do you draw from all of the activity?
Well, I didn't pay that close attention to it. I've certainly been, you know, I'm aware of the, of it happening, but I it's one of those situations where it's very frustrating because I don't want anyone abusing political asylum and claiming that. And that's something that I think all Americans are protective of. But at the same time, we also respect. So I don't know
sure
what
all
the outcome
Americans
is going
are.
To be.
I find some Americans take a nauseous approach to this. Let them all in. We've got plenty of money here. We'll take care of them. It's our job. Sorry, that doesn't
really
sell with me.
Actually, of all of my liberal friends, none of us have said that, and none of us feel that way. So I don't know. That must be like super, super
far. It's
like
California liberal.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I hear it a lot of times.
That's too bad, because I think that that's an abuse of.
Yeah, it is. It's abusive.
And political asylum around the world is something that I respect. So I just this to me is just it's just a hoax, and I don't know how it's going to go, and I think it's just going to make our country even more divided.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
It's interesting. That's a great word, by the way. Hoax. It's not used anywhere near enough. I think that's a very descriptive, kind of meaningful word. It's a hoax, folks. Another four-letter word that we ought to have in our regular vocabulary. All right, 13 and change past the hour. Did you know that Mother's Day was just around the corner?
Can you believe it?
Mother's Day is just around the corner. So, when you think about your mother, and you think about your relationship with your mother, she raised you. And I'm betting she would say it wasn't all Skittles and unicorns. But it turned out pretty well, thanks to your mother. Mother's Day is coming. It's her big day. Mom's Day is Books Day. Ah, I've got your attention. What's a book? Books, short for bouquets. These are flowers that are booking awesome. Books Day, Mom's Day. Moms don't want online sweatshop flowers that wilt in a couple of days. Your mother deserves flowers from the Books. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They are freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mother, so they will last weeks, not days. This is going to revolutionize, by the way, this business, because you've had all of the flowers from all the various 800 numbers and all that stuff over the years. And you know as well as I do, I've given them out to friends, to ladies that I love, to my mother's hasn't been around for 50 years, 40, 50 years, so I couldn't give them to her, but I gave them to other women who are important. My daughter has some books, and she thought they were fabulous. So, remember, when you're ordering, this is a very easy thing, and you're going to find, because of the novelty, a lot of people are going to be rushing to get their Books. Books has farms located on the side of a volcano, and that produces flowers. Remember, Victoria, how many times we've talked with Jennifer in the last month or so, even, about how things, the wine that grows, or anything that grows in soil that has volcanic ash associated with it.
Yeah, all those minerals.
Oh, my God. It does great things for vegetables, flowers. These things are so gorgeous. Your mom will post pictures of and brag about you. So, Books and the middleman, not two things that are in the same page. There's no middleman. You get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. So show your mother how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. B-O-U-K-S, the Books. Order them now. Get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug, D-O-U-G. That's Doug, D-O-U-G. Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Remember, enter Doug, save 15% at Books.com.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 17, almost 18 past the hour, DJV time. Doug and Victoria and Kara, Jen off today. There's a sort of strange, sad tweet that's rolling around that was put up and taken down. And because of its content, you're going to understand why they wanted to take it down. What's the story with that, Victoria?
Well, Senator John McCain went into surgery in mid-April for a complication, an intestinal infection related to diverticulitis, and his people said after the surgery he was reported to be in stable condition, but we haven't really heard anything from him since.
No.
And his son-in-law, Ben Dominic, who is married to his daughter, Meghan McCain, posted on Twitter last night, "John hugged me tonight. He asked me to take care of Meghan. I said I would." That was the whole tweet. It was later deleted, and people are now speculating that it might perhaps be towards the end, and the family didn't want that getting out there without it being a statement.
Well, it's already out there. So people will speculate as they will. I've seen a change in her in the last couple of months. It was obvious all along that she was very close to her father. Almost it seemed like she was closer to her father than it was her mother. Maybe that's just because he's more in the limelight and she's following in his footsteps to a point. I would not be at all surprised if she, because there'll be an appointment that'll come up, although she may be too young. How old is she? She 36 yet? How old is Meghan McCain?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. 30-something.
If she doesn't get appointed, if she's not old enough, as soon as she is old enough, she'll run for that seat.
That would be interesting.
She's put on a good deal of weight, and I think in part, I don't know this, only speculating, that she still wears it well, but I think people, when they're worried about things in life, they eat. And she's become, I don't know if combative, but the reactions to Joy Behar, as Joy Behar on The View sort of traps her or she sucks her into conversations, I find Joy to be nasty. She used to be entertaining. She's just damnably
Joy's
nasty.
Losing it.
Yeah, she is. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. She's just so angry about everything. Just nasty. And Whoopi kind of gets in the way of it from time to time, but not enough as far as I'm concerned. The program would be much better off. Find somebody who at least isn't unpleasant to play that role, or you paint yourself into the same corner as the ugly Republicans. You know, the Republicans who come out with stuff that is really predictable and angry, and now she's done the same thing, and so do some of the other liberals. What are you so angry about? You live in the greatest country in the world, for God's sakes. So you don't like stuff, fix it or work to fix it. But anger doesn't ever fix anything, really. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 and change at the hour. Time for a discussion of television on the DJV show. Victoria's got a rundown of what's on tonight that will be of significance or interest to you. I had the opportunity last night to watch a couple of... I got home late, so it was at 10 o'clock. It was Madam Secretary, a little of CSI Los Angeles, which I really... I always like the show because I like the chemistry between those two leads. But then there's Madam Secretary. There's always a good, thoughtful show there. And I missed a lot of it this season because they moved it to later. Something, if you have it in the can somewhere, worth watching. So let's see what Victoria's decided is worth watching tonight for you.
Well, if you like dancing athletes, then tonight is your night. Tonight is the special edition of Dancing with the Stars, the athletic edition. Now, this includes Tonya Harding, which will be interesting to see. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, yep. Johnny Damon, Adam Rippon, who, of course, became sort of the darling of the Olympics this year in figure skating. So that's on tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC. That is definitely one of the most trending things that's been happening over the weekend in terms of TV stuff. If you're into sitcoms, there's a brand new Kevin Can Wait, CBS, 8 p.m. tonight. Also a brand new Lucifer at 8 p.m. on Fox. NBA playoff game one, 76ers at the Boston Celtics. I'm sure you'll be rooting for the Celtics, Doug. If you're into The Voice...
I may be rooting for them, but I won't be watching them.
The Voice is on tonight. The top 11 contestants perform, so now we're getting down to the final. They've eliminated now. They're below the top 12, so we're getting close to the end of The Voice. I have not caught up on American Idol, but there was a lot of controversy apparently last night with the live voting, and so I'm not really sure.
Controversy in what way? I watched it for a while. I thought it was pretty interesting how it all came together quickly at the end. It was a two-hour show. What was the controversy?
Well, the controversy is that the live voting doesn't actually count. And so people felt like, wait a second, this person's still singing and I'm allowed to vote. And there was some controversy online. Social media was blowing up at American Idol over that, saying basically
understand.
It was fixed. Well, that the voters don't, the votes at home weren't actually counted.
So Ryan
already had results so quickly.
About three times how there were millions of votes, and this is what the voters have said. He said that over and over and over again during the announcement of the top seven.
I know. Apparently there's some skepticism then from the people voting at home. So I don't know.
So who else votes? People in the audience?
Well, it's kind of always been rumored that, American Idol had, you know, record company people involved and that there were other producers and that the network chose winners and things like that. And it kind of, if you look at the history of American Idol, the second place person has always been the most popular and has always gone on to be the most successful, with the exception of Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson. So it's kind of been a conspiracy theory, really, with American Idol for a long time, and apparently it's kind of still in place. So.
Really?
I don't know. We'll see how it flushes out. And then finally, at 10 p.m. on CBS, if you're a Sherlock Holmes fan, which I am, there's a brand new season of Elementary that starts. And Sherlock Holmes, of course, the cliffhanger last year, he's going in for an MRI. Does he have a brain tumor or not? And it affects his career and his sobriety. So that starts tonight at 10 p.m. CBS.
Spoiler alert, doesn't look good for, at least in the, I saw previews of it, didn't look good for him. It's time for some music. This is good news for ABBA fans, and I am one of them. They have produced the first new music in this group for 35 years. The names of the group ABBA are not pronounceable, at least for maybe Benny Anderson. Maybe we get through that. But the rest of them, you can't pronounce their names. But
talk
they
about
revealed
a story that blew up the internet over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. New tracks are on the way.
The whole world was excited about this.
Well, I think it's great music. It's fun music. They posted the, quote, decision to go ahead with the exciting ABBA Avatar tour as an unexpected consequence. We all four felt that after 35 years, it could be fun to join forces again and go on the recording trip into the studio. So they did. And it was like time had stood still. Isn't it funny how that happens with friends?
Love that.
And people
that
work together? Yeah, right. Great experience, so they say. It's resulted in two new songs, and one of them, I Still Have Faith in You, will be performed by our digital selves in a TV special produced by NBC and the BBC on in December. We may have been old, but the song is new, and it feels good. So this is good. The ABBA stars, the Avatars, will tour the world next year and the year after. Fans have reacted with huge excitement, and because of Mamma Mia, the musical movie coming out this summer, that'll underscore even more the interest, the renewed interest in this group. But their songs, find a bad ABBA song. Find a song that ABBA has done that didn't make you feel good. You can't. That's just that's the magic. And they are the four wealthiest people in
probably
in the country because of this. The same land as Saabs and Volvos and ABBA. 29 after the hour.
Children learn what they see. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you've likely come across the statement that children learn what they see, not what they hear. I think maybe many parents can say they've heard that statement before. Some might be able to repeat it verbatim, and maybe others even have that saying hanging up on a wall in their house. But how often do we, as parents, truly bring that concept that children are learning by watching us to our foreground? How often do we shine light on our every habit, speech patterns, and ways we express ourselves? That takes a lot of effort to pay attention to everything we're saying and doing. But the reality is that children, specifically your children, are learning more by watching you be in the world than they will ever learn by your telling them about it. Catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Doug Steffen here presenting a DJV program for Monday the 30th of April with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. I posted a story there yesterday. We'll get into the sports news here for a moment, then I want to talk about that outrage that passed for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. My God. Ugh. I sound like Victoria now. So she does when she's revolted about something. Yes. Today is something to celebrate if you are trying to do what I'm trying to do. But I will tell you, Victoria, as National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day is upon us, the day was created as a way to raise awareness for thousands of pets that are waiting for and needing adoption from shelters. If you can care for a pet, consider adopting. Celebrate National Adopt-A-Pet Shelter Day by sharing pictures of your adopted pet on social media. Use hashtag AdoptAShelterPetDay. That's hashtag AdoptAShelterPetDay. I've been looking for a new dog. It's been 3 years since Charlotte passed, and I'm thinking that I want to have a dog of my own. And so I've been all over the place. I've been scouring these sites for And granted, what I'm looking for is not just another dog. I'm looking for something that's fairly specific. I want a dog that feels like this. I know that I'm sort of barking up the wrong tree, pardon the pun, because I'm not going to get Charlotte is Charlotte. Charlotte was, for me, a godsend at a time when I really needed somebody. I didn't know I needed it until she came
into
my life.
That's always the way it is. Yeah.
And she was the most magnificent influence on me. She was. She was just a fabulous friend. And so I had a while, and Meredith and I adopted a dog that is a fabulous, just a really good dog, great for her. And so now I need one of my own. So I've been looking around on these sites, and I find them more difficult, more and more all the time, wading through the BS. Now, whether this is to protect the dog, I understand that they need to know who it is that is adopting the dog. So as an example, I found a brindle bulldog on Friday. And my son and I, the dog looks amazingly like Frankie, who is the dog that we saved here on the farm. And then Brendan took Frankie when I got Charlotte. It's a long story. I don't want to tell you. It's not important to the story. The bottom line is that it's a dog that I really wanted to pursue and have pursued aggressively all weekend long. But the people at the other end, so the woman who they, this dog was in a shelter and then sent to a foster home. So the shelter, Save a Pet is the name of the sheltering organization, sent me to her. So I called her and I texted her and I emailed her and I said, I would like to know a little more about this dog before I fill out the paperwork. Oh, no, can't do that. Got to fill out the paperwork first. So I filled out the paperwork. It takes an appreciable amount of time, and they're asking good questions. The questions need to be answered, but I've already filled out this form with others for the same. There are two or three of these national organizations, and I've filled out the forms for all of them. Anyway, so I called her, and I called her, and I called her, and I called her. And she has not returned the call. She tried once to get through, and I was at a farm auction on Saturday, so I couldn't answer the phone at the moment. I was right close to where the action was, and it was very loud. So I walked away, and I tried to call her right back within like 40 seconds of when she called me. No answer. Hasn't picked up since. I've emailed her two or three times. I just think that's asking too much of a person. If you're trying to place a dog in a home that is obviously, anybody who checked into me, call the vet, call my friends, looked at where the dog's going to live, is going to think this is like heaven for any kind of dog. And I certainly have a reputation of being fabulous with the animals because they're a very important part of my life. So what's the holdup? What's the deal? What's the problem? And I wonder if anybody else has gone through that as well. You adopt pets all the time, or you have been instrumental in fostering. You've done a wonderful job, Victoria. Your history is one of caring and sharing and helping dogs, whether it's the support you have of that shelter down in Puerto Rico or what you're doing in New York there. So what am I doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong. I think this is, unfortunately, what happens is foster parents are, they don't have any authority in terms of who gets the dog. So as a recent foster, when I took the puppy that we were fostering to meet the prospective family who now have adopted her, they fell in love with her instantly and wanted to take her home right then and there. And, yep. But so I understand the excitement when you find the dog that you really want, but I had to take her home with me again, you know, pack her up back in the bag, and they had to say goodbye to her, and the little girl was crying. It was really, you know, emotional. So as soon as you get attached to that animal, it is, I know it feels like time stands still, but it is all for the benefit of the new adoptive family, and of course to make sure that the dog is the number one priority. And sometimes the paperwork on the other end, going through the actual rescue group, they have to send the approval to the foster before the foster can even contact you. So it's, I would say...
Well, how long does that take normally?
Well, in hopefully they would want to expedite it, so maybe...
Well, when I tried it in California, it was done in a couple of hours, and when I've tried it with a shelter in New York, they just don't... The shelter where we got Millie, is there's nothing there that I see that I am interested in at the moment. And filled out that paperwork while... We didn't fill out the paperwork until we got there. That was 3 years ago.
Well,
whether that's changed or not.
The thing is, though, when you go through a shelter, there is a process, but it tends to be faster because that's what their job is to get the dogs in and out. And when you go through a rescue, keep in mind these are people who are volunteering their time, and it was a weekend, and this is not their full time job. So it's today's Monday. I think today you'll hear something, and you can reach back.
So now
out
you've
to
done
the
something
the rescue
very
group.
Important. You've done a great job of differentiating or defining shelter versus rescue. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, this is the same thing, but it isn't. You've just explained why it isn't the same. It's a way to take a dog off the street, but it is different. Okay, so
and it is 100%. Our rescue is 100% volunteer based. No one is on salary, and so if it's over a weekend, people have plans. It's tough. We don't know how many foster dogs this person has right now. They could have several people calling them saying, "Hey, I really want this dog." So you never know. Right now, friends of ours have 7 fosters, and so they're dealing with And so they're both best. They're a couple that we're friends with. Yeah, but you never know. I mean, there's extenuating circumstances. But I think if you follow it up today on Monday, you might hear something good.
All right, well, we'll work on it. Also, on this day, in 1908, Cincinnati Mayor Mark Breith stood before the city council, remember this is 1908, announcing women are not physically fit they're not physically fit enough to operate a car. Or they never call them cars, and they call them automobiles.
Automobiles, yeah.
Tell that to the women drivers today, and you're liable to get one hand signal. It doesn't mean you're number one.
I think that those kinds of things are so funny when you look back at just how different times are.
Yes, I agree. All right, speaking of looking back, sports news, Michael Vick. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see a posting that I made yesterday out of disgust. Apparently, Nike has asked him to come back into the fold to be a spokesperson for Nike. Who in their right mind is going to be influenced by Michael Vick when it comes to buying a pair of... It doesn't make any difference buying anything. The guy... We're on the pet kick here. This guy was convicted and went to jail for abusing animals. He went to jail!
Mm-hmm.
And they put him back in their roster... I would think somebody's got rocks in their head there. Who pays any attention to him? Now, am I running the risk of, at this point in time, because sometimes that happens in our discussions, that is the three of us, Victoria, Kara and Doug, we have these conversations about things that have happened before and you don't know about them. So are they banking on that? I mean, it's fairly recent. It was in the last, 4 or 5 years, I think, that took place.
It was a little bit further back than that. 2007,
I think.
Yeah.
Was it that far back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But he's just such an irrelevant person at this point. Why would Nike, regardless of his past, why would Nike want him?
All right, so, Kara, what do you know about Michael Vick? It's 2007. That was 11 years ago, so you were a teenager. Do you know what he was accused of? Do you know the circumstances?
Well, for dog fighting. And so, which is why he's like... not redeemable at all in most people's opinion, like regardless of what he does on the field, because that's such a terrible thing to do. I'm trying to actually figure out how relevant this sports story is right now, because I'm looking it up to try and find out all the details. The most recent thing I see about this is 2011, so I'm just curious where we're...
2011, for Nike to consider
him? Is when Nike re-signed him,
I just saw that. Yeah, I saw it yesterday. That they re-signed him yesterday. So what am I missing, or what are you missing? Or there may have been...
Doug's a secret time traveler. We just didn't know.
Yeah. When did they... you know what? Even if that were the case...
Yeah, I still don't understand
what
why
in the world
was,
is he doing there? That's a food for thought.
I don't know. Because I can't understand. It's not like he's, so amazing on the field that everyone's going to disregard everything he's ever done because he's the best football player ever. He's not, and there are plenty of other... great football players out there who
you were talking
actually,
about the one-armed guy. Was that off the
that's
air?
That's a great
the air
story. That was off the air behind the scenes. We were talking about that. That's a great story. Shaq Griffin. We talked about him in January when he showed up at the combine, and he was born without a full forearm. He's missing a hand, and he's really just a remarkable person, remarkable player. Yeah. And he was drafted over the weekend to the Seahawks, and the the interesting thing is his older brother plays for the Seahawks already. Pete Carroll, the coach, has known Shaq and has known, you know, what an accomplishment it is to be able to play at that elite level with one arm. And so he did so well in the combine, he really blew everybody away. People really didn't think that he was going to do any of the, pull up any of the numbers that he did. And Pete Carroll at the time said, you know, I've got to go back and look at his tapes and really actually consider him. And so the Seahawks went and did that, and they adopted him. I'm still thinking about the dogs. Drafted him.
They did adopt him. All right, the Jacksonville Jaguars in the sports news, Victoria, as well, for something that has nothing to do with football, or at least football here. One wonders if this is a move to move some football over there. What do you think?
Well, you know, NFL games, when they call them exhibition games when they play over in London, they sell out. It's one of those things that there's a fascination with American football. And so the Jacksonville Jaguars owner, Shad Khan, put in a bid to buy Wembley Stadium. That's a big, big move.
It is.
He offered $700 million to purchase the stadium. And the Jaguars have actually been playing at Wembley in an exhibition match each season since 2013. Mm-hmm. And Khan also already owns the Fulham Football Club.
Right.
And so
football isn't football here. Football is kind of like soccer.
Well, it is soccer. Yeah, it is soccer. But they call it football, and, you know, their definition of football makes a lot more sense.
It is football. You're using it to play, move the ball around. That's how it
works. A very inherently American thing that we're like, we're just going to change the word. The rest of the world can call it what they want. But so his attempt to purchase Wembley is they say that there's been some speculation that he wanted to move the Jaguars to London. Mm-hmm. But he said actually what he really wants to do is just continue having a stronghold in London, so that having games at Wembley obviously makes a lot of money. It's a huge stadium, and there's a lot of interest over there. So it'll be interesting to see if they accept his bid.
Yep. All right. Here's a question for those of you who are waking up to having a lousy night in the sack. And I'm not talking about the people that you were in the bed with. I'm talking about how well rested, how comfortable, how good were you with the pillows on top of you, under you, around you? Did you keep fussing? Did you keep fiddling? Did you keep moving that pillow around? And if this is going on with you every single night, I think it's time for you to put on the super cape and go to MyPillow.com so you can get a good night's rest. You can the sleeping, the resting, finding the right position, all of that stuff is very important to a good night's sleep. And you can order from MyPillow. You get either medium or firm. That's available. You can ask as you do the order. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Order a pillow. The fill is what's so unique about this, because it's adjustable. So it comes in medium or firm. Remember that. The patented adjustable fill is part of what you get. It'll never go flat. And it's machine washable and dryable. So shop now. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Get 50% off everything, including a couple of premium pillows, go-anywhere pillows. That's where you get started. But there's a 10-year warranty on everything they have. 50% using the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Over 40 million Americans are unpaid caregivers of their loved ones over the age of 65, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And most are women. Millions of women who can't just be the daughters they're...
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll probably mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV Deliverance, and we're delivering tech info now. It's Tech Talk time for this Monday. And first up is a focus on drones, the drone situation. I found a lot of people who have been disgusted, and they've gotten rid of their drones, or the drones that they bought, if they weren't really expensive, have not played out. They have died in air sometimes. I had somebody tell me they had a drone, and they were up over one of the streets in town, and the drone died, and the drone landed on somebody's car.
Ooh.
So whatever that is, I don't know whether, I don't know enough about, I'm not interested enough to get one, and I don't know, let me see, my brother-in-law's got one. But nobody else in my family's got one, and I don't know. He kind of plays with it. That his dropped into a swamp, I think. So, all right, so what's the story, Victoria, on the new drones?
Well, in 2016, a Silicon Valley startup began using drones to deliver blood in Rwanda. And we talked about this last year, and it was kind of, they started working with the Red Cross to deliver blood to these remote areas of Rwanda. And the success rate was really incredible. Apparently, most, they say 20% of donor blood expires before it actually gets to the person who needs it. And so having these drone deliveries, as opposed to bicycles in Rwanda, has saved so many lives. And they said they've reduced the waste of blood products by more than 95%, which is really incredible. So this company is called Zipline. Now they're going to bring this technology to the U.S. and so that they'll be delivering blood to remote areas where people aren't that close to hospitals. And the FAA has actually, they have of course very strict rules for where drones can fly and where they can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have a pilot program that offers private companies the opportunity to partner with state and local governments to figure out how to safely operate the drones. This company, Zipline, has been approved now for their application. So we're going to know in early May if this company, Zipline, has been selected to move forward with delivering blood. But what an amazing thing to use technology to just
big
save
help.
So many lives. Yeah, it's really incredible. So I'm rooting for Zipline for this one. And they're a good American company, too, so we love that.
That's here for the good American companies. Yay! All right, there's new technology that's been discovered that could eliminate the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. You know, that's been accumulating out in the Pacific Ocean. Let's get the story behind the story with that feature right now.
The Geek Out. Plastic has been one of humanity's greatest inventions. It's also responsible for a large percentage of the world's pollution. Now, scientists recently stumbled across a potential solve for this pollution in the form of a bacterium that actually eats plastic. This, along with the technology and research from the Ocean Cleanup Foundation, aimed to catch and remove the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. This is a collection of garbage, mostly plastic, in the ocean that is twice the size of the state of Texas. Now, the foundation is working to capture all this garbage and plastic, but the discovery of the bacterium gives hope to what to do with all of it after the fact. More about the garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean and the bacterium can be found on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, so let's get to the bad news for Amazon Prime people. This includes you and me, right?
It does.
Doesn't everybody belong to Amazon Prime?
Well, it's over a billion people do, so
yeah.
This is not good news. I'm very unhappy with Amazon Prime. They have just announced.
Who the hell? They need more money?
So they
like a cash grab to me for no good reason.
It does feel that way. So the story is that it kind of leaked out unofficially over the weekend that Amazon Prime's annual membership, which is $99 per year, which gives you free 2-day shipping on all of your orders, everybody loves Prime, now they're bumping that cost up by $20 a year. So now the new price will be $119. That goes into effect on May 11th new subscribers.
I'm out.
And existing members will be charged the higher price starting June 16th or as their accounts become eligible for renewal. And they say, Amazon says, the cost of operating is higher, and they have shipping options and digital benefits and things like that. They continue to see a rise in costs.
Yep.
So now they say it's time to hike the membership. But, you know, if you think about it, though, if you do order a lot from Amazon, it is still worth it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not for me. I don't order enough. Oh, God.
You don't order anything.
Yeah, I do. I buy books online from Amazon.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.